make it hard, make it painful to stay the way you are, and make it a great thing to change.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Welcome to this podcast episode and also to the year 2025. So, with 1 week in, how about your New Year's resolutions? You haven't taken any? Well, that's great. And for those of you who have, I would be excited to understand how you're going on. And let me share some of my thoughts about those resolutions and why it can be so hard to stick to them and to actually, change our habits, change how we behave, change what we think. So, why is it true that 80% of New Year resolutions already failed in February? Let's look into that. There are several reasons. And of course, there are things that you can do to actually stick to them. Now, what are the reasons that they failed? First of all, some of us tend to set very, very ambitious and also very vague goals. And also, sometimes we don't have a real plan. So we just have an idea, but we don't make a plan. And when you look back at the last episode where we talked about your values, your strength, and your goals that you can set for 2025, now you want to have a plan in place, how you can achieve those goals, how you can take these first steps toward that. And also think about a support system. And let's look into what you can do to actually stick to your resolutions. Now, first of all, it might be good to check your why. So what is it that you wanted to achieve and why did you want to get there? Think back to your goals. Have you made sure that your New Year resolution aligns with your values and also you can take advantage of the strengths you already have? So do that and make sure you align that. And it's actually true, as we discussed in earlier episodes, that usually when we want to change, we have two reasons to do that. Either we want to go away from something that is just too bad, or we want to go towards something that we feel is so desirable that we want to get there. And if you want to change, if you want to establish a new habit, for example, it's great that you visualize both. Visualize what happens if you do not change and make that a really bad image in your mind. Like when I think about losing weight, I see myself lying in bed, almost not able to get out of it because I'm so thick and I can't move really as I like. So this is what pushes me towards doing something else. And then the other thing is think about what if you actually changed your habits? What is the great thing, the great vision, what you would like to achieve? And for that, create a really vivid, nice, attractive image in your mind as well, so that you are pulled towards that. So have something that pushes you away from the status quo and that pulls you towards your future self, your future status quo. This is the best plan and the best option to get there, because we need to make sure that the pain of continuing what we're having, what we're doing, is higher than the pain of changing. And change is hard. It's not easy, but it is feasible. So again, make sure you think about your why, your reasons for change, and then think about what you want to do. And as I said before, being unspecific is actually not helping a lot. So make every one of your resolutions, make every one of your goals really specific. Say, for example, I want to not drink alcohol for the next 2 weeks, for the next 4 weeks, for the next 3.5 weeks. And break it down, whatever you're supposed to do, break it down into the smallest possible steps. So when you have a plan to go to the gym, well, a lot of us go to the gym in the first week of January and go there every single day for an hour, working out hard and sweating away. And then we stop because it's actually too hard. So what if instead of jumping right in, you said, okay, I want to gain more fitness. I want to be more active. So how about the smallest step that I can take is today I will go for a walk. Tomorrow I will go for a bit of a longer walk. And on the third day, I'll probably add some workout. So make it really, really small and do this incremental changes. Not everything at once, but do it step by step. And add incremental increases so that you go towards where you want to go, but in smaller, attainable steps. And then it's about the how. I don't know about you, but for me, when I want to change, change really is frightening at times. So, for example, I really love my sweets. I love chocolate. So, thinking about never ever having any chocolate anymore, to me, that's really hard. Even thinking about a week without chocolate for me at this stage is really hard. So, what I do is I say, okay, tomorrow, let me try. Tomorrow, I will not have chocolate tomorrow, but just tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow, I will decide again. So, make it an experiment. And every time I did that in the past, I ended up with 2, 3 weeks without eating any sweets because it was just one day. It was just one incremental day. Instead of upfront saying, okay, I have to do these 4 weeks without any of my desired substance. Do it in small steps, as we said, and also set it up like a trial and set it up like an experiment, like a pilot, so that my brain is not freaking out because it thinks I will depriving it from something, but it feels excited, it feels curious because it wants to learn, well, how does it actually work out? And then the other thing that you can do is leverage those micro breaks, those PQ reps, as I also called them, so that you're not driven by your automatical self, the system number one, as Daniel Kahneman calls it. So the part of our brain who is acting immediately without any second thought, the saboteurs that are sitting on my shoulders telling me that, oh, you should do that, and oh, don't lose out on that. Make sure that you take those breaks so that every decision you're making, every decision towards your new goal, your resolutions you're making, comes from your wiser inner self. And it helps to practice those micro breaks so that your brain knows how to switch from one state to the other, knows how to switch back to your sage, as we call it, the sage state. So your wiser inner self state. Because then when you have practiced it, you can leverage it in those situations where it really gets tough. And of course, if you are into neurographica, then you can always use that to visualize either the goal you want to achieve and why you have taken that resolution. So I can draw a picture that represents my future self that is in very good shape. Or I can also use it to resolve any issues. So if I have a bit of trouble because I cannot stop thinking about the one substance that I wanted to live without, then I can do a drawing in NeuroGraphica and really get rid of that thought. So NeuroGraphica, another wonderful tool that you can use to actually stick to your resolutions. Another thing that is really important is that you plan your failures. Have the plan of what I will do if I get tempted. So I know what I will do if my thought goes towards chocolate. I know what I'm doing if I'm walking towards that cupboard where we store our chocolate. I know exactly what I will do if I will lose my self-control. And if it happened, I also have a plan, and let me talk about this in a minute. Because the other thing to help you is also have an out accountability buddy. It can be myself. I can be accountable for myself. So I can come up with some fines and also some rewards if I fail to stick to my resolutions, or if I do stick to my resolutions, because I want to celebrate if I do. And I want to punish myself if it's necessary, if I don't. So make it hard, make it painful to stay the way you are, and make it a great thing to change. So accountability buddies, making a contract with yourself, is also helping you to build a supportive environment. And then about 2 weeks into it, the first 2 weeks usually we are really strong, and then we get depleted. And there is actually science behind that, because a lot of what we are trying to fight with our New Year resolutions is actually addiction. I was very surprised when, in a recent podcast episode of the Diary of the CEO, I heard an expert say that she believes that about 90 to 95% of all humans these days have some sort of addiction. And she explains that very well based on the dopamine levels and the way our brain works. And this is actually so exciting and so interesting that I will spend the next episode on that, because, oh wow, it was so mind-opening for me. It was really mind-blowing actually for me. And I could understand so many behaviors, so many ways. I made decisions where I never knew why I do that, by just listening to her explaining how dopamine works and the effect on our mind and our brains. And it's important to understand that it's not your fault. So self-compassion is really needed there. And also, this idea of what's called the growth mindset, as Carol Dweck came up with it. So making sure that you understand what is happening, also setbacks can be a learning opportunity, can help you stick to your resolutions better after you failed once or twice. So make sure that you learn from it. Make sure that you understand it, like, not as a complete failure, but as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to learn. And remember those micro breaks. If you feel that it's a very hard time, if you feel that you're very tempted, then remember those micro breaks and help your brain to recalibrate and refocus on what you actually want. And also understand that at this point, right about 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks into your resolution, into the change, that is where motivation will need to be replaced by discipline. Because motivation is what gets us going. Motivation is the thing that really helps you take the first step. But then what we need is discipline. And discipline is just doing it anyway. Not questioning it, just doing it. Even if it's hard, even if you would like to do something else, just stick to it, be disciplined, And I know to me, it's sometimes really hard, but I had to train myself to be disciplined because there is no other way. Yes, we could jump from one thing to the other, but that doesn't take us far. So to make sure that we stick to our resolutions, yes, we also need discipline and make it easy for us. And of course, if you do, it's so rewarding to actually then be able to say, I made it, I did it, I have overcome my struggles. And I did it by celebrating early wins, small wins, to maintain momentum, not wait until 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to celebrate, but celebrate every single day. Make sure that you reward yourself, not with the substance that you want to stay away from, of course, or the habit that you want to stay away from, but with something else, with something that you know is good for you. And another thing that had a huge, huge impact on me and was such a great revelation was that if you fail, think about it as climbing a mountain. And my earlier thought was that if I fail, it's like I fell off and I needed to go back and start from zero and start the whole journey again. But wouldn't it be great if you could install a ladder that brought you back, maybe not to the latest point, maybe somewhere shortly before that, but a ladder that allowed you to climb back up and not go back to point zero. So think about any failure of this is just an opportunity to climb back of where I was and make sure that you imagine that ladder. So it's not that you have to go back to start every single time, but there is the opportunity for you to get back to restart from where you left. I think change can be hard, but it's definitely possible. Take it step by step, deal with it like an experiment, like a trial, make it fun. Don't be too hard on you. And it's not about perfection. It's about growth and progress. So I'm really curious to hear about your New Year's resolutions and how you're keeping up with them. And to be honest, my resolution this year was to enjoy 2025, every single moment. And so far, it has been easy to stick to it. Thank you all.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.